It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Friday, July 16th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people out here, Wolfies at Geist. The beer garden's going to be rolling tonight, weather permitting. Then tomorrow night, the bandstand going to be rocking. Bring your thirst, bring your hunger. Tell you what, they got you covered out here, food and drinks. The servers, absolutely fantastic, friendly, and ready to fulfill your every culinary need. How about that? Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. I want to talk about Indiana athletics today and the paradox of being an Indiana athletics fan. We all know that Indiana basketball, at least Indiana fans know, they've won 5 national championships. Indiana football has never won a national championship. They played in 1 Rose Bowl, right? So historically, the basketball program far more successful than the football program. However, in recent history, 4 out of the last 6 years, Indiana's gone to a bowl, and the last 2 bowls were the Citrus and the Outback Bowl. Those aren't like December 27th at 4 in the afternoon bowls, right? Those are not the new era pinstripe bowl. These are real bowls with real teams, real competition, and reflect real quality in the program. Indiana basketball, over the last 5 years, has not made the field of the NCAA tournament, not one time. Now, they would have in 2020, in all likelihood, been invited to the NCAA tournament, if not for the cancellation of the tournament due to COVID. So there's that. But if you talk to Indiana fans today about their athletic teams and about where their passions lie and where they believe their optimism is best invested, they will tell you basketball. New coach, Mike Woodson. You got Xavier Johnson. He's a transfer who's come in. You got Miller Kopp. He's a transfer who's come in. You got Michael Durr. He's a transfer, right? You've got Tamar Bates. You've got Logan Duncan. These are recruits coming in. You have no historical reason, given the construct of that team or the coaching staff, to believe that Indiana has a chance to make the NCAA tournament for the first time in 6 years, let alone be successful within it. You have no reason to believe that they are going to do well in the Big Ten. But if you ask Indiana fans where they feel, like I said, their optimism is best invested, they will tell you the basketball program, that they are closer to a championship with Indiana basketball than the football team is. Football team keeps reeling in the 4-star recruits, right? Tom Allen, a track record of success. Indiana football last year, 6-1 in the Big Ten, a win against Ohio State away from playing, not just for the Big Ten championship at Lucas Oil Stadium, but for in the college football playoff. That's the Final Four. They were ranked inside the top 12 at the end of the season. Indiana basketball rarely ranked and hasn't been ranked at the end of the season in forever, maybe all the way back to like 2013. But somehow, Indiana fans, myself included, look at the basketball program as that bastion of hope for national relevance, and the football program as some kind of a, you know what, it's what we tolerate in the fall because we love going to Bloomington. We like parking a bus down at Memorial Stadium, drinking beer, eating hot dogs, going into the game for a little bit just to sate our need to watch a little bit of live football. And then at halftime, you go to Knicks. Basketball games, you go to Simon Scott Assembly Hall and you say it's stay at Simon Scott Assembly Hall and you root like hell. The William Tell Overture at the under eight timeout, always a highlight, right? What is the highlight of a football game? I don't even know. You look in the corners, nobody's there. And granted, over the last couple of years, the same has been true at Assembly Hall. There have been times when the balconies have been empty. However, it's still the passion of IU grads for Indiana athletics almost entirely resides within the basketball program and is not shared with the football program at all. And I don't understand. This is the paradox. I don't understand it, but I inhabit it, right? I am that guy. I look at Indiana basketball and I say, my God, the magic's back. Mike Woodson is going to bring back sane basketball to Indiana and Bloomington, and all of a sudden we're going to be playing tough man-to-man defense, and we're going to run that motion offense, and we're going to shoot the ball well, and we're going to make free throws, and we're going to cut with purpose, and we're going to set good, solid screens. We're going to slide. We're going to block out. We're going to do all these fundamental things at a high level because Mike Woodson is a direct descendant of Bob Knight's coaching tree, right? Mike Woodson played at Indiana from 77 through 80, won an NIT in 1979. 1980, went to the Sweet 16 and got beat by Purdue. The last time Purdue went to a Final Four, it was because they got over on Mike Woodson, Bob Knight, and that 1980 team, Ray Tolbert, Landon Turner, Isaiah Thomas was a freshman, right? But Mike Woodson's back, and he's got unfinished business because of that game against Purdue. So, Purdue, I hope you're happy winning the last nine games against the Hoosiers. The buck stops here. Mike Woodson's going to put – what are we, crazy? Are we insane people? What is the matter with us? Purdue brings back its top eight scorers, and they add Caleb First, right, and Trey Kaufman-Wren. That's a hell of a team. They got a lot coming back, and they got one of the best coaches in the Big Ten in Matt Painter that's been proven over a 15-year stretch of seasons where Mike Woodson has never coached in college as an assistant, head coach, manager, nothing. Director of basketball operations? He's never done anything on a college campus. And yet somehow we think, and again, I'm one of you. Indiana, boom. When they made that change from Archie Miller to Mike Woodson, they got good in a hurry. And it may turn out that they did. It may turn, especially with the hiring of Thad Matta as an associate athletic director for basketball, for men's basketball, and Dane Fife as an assistant coach. All right? Those moves might just be as important to Indiana basketball as Mike Woodson coming over as a head coach. It makes Indiana relevant from an NBA developmental standpoint, right? Because Mike Woodson knows how to put people in the NBA. He coached in the NBA a long time. He was successful at it. Terrific when he was with Atlanta. Terrific the first year when he was with the Knicks. So we're feeling really good about basketball, but there is no evidence in front of us to suggest that Indiana is going to be any better. And yet we're ringing the bell. Ding, 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 ding. Indiana basketball's back, baby. We're going to win the Big Ten. We're going to go to the Final Four. We're going to contend for national championships year in and year out because the magic is returning to Bloomington. And yet, Tom Allen with the football program is saying, hey, somebody come down and watch us, would you? We've been really good for the last few years. Somebody come down to Memorial Stadium, come down to the Rock, and see what the hell goes on down here. He wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say hell. Elio, Elio, woo! 6-1 in the Big Ten, and still we're waiting. We're like, yeah, yeah, we've seen this before. We saw this under Mallory from like 87 to 93. All right, we saw this. The fool's gold. They don't look behind the curtain. Don't unmask this thing, because we know what Indiana football is. Indiana football is what Indiana football has been since Bo McMillan back in the late 1940s, and that is a doormat in the Big Ten, despite the fact that recruiting is phenomenal at a level that has not been true at Indiana in ever. Indiana's getting four-star kids in numbers that they have never gotten before. Indiana is succeeding on the field in ways it has never succeeded, not since 1967. Indiana's got a quarterback who, if he stays healthy, people say is one of the top five in college football, Michael Penix. But what do we say? What do we do? Hey, can't wait for basketball season. You can't find an Indiana guy who won't talk your ear off about basketball season and how excited he is or she is for basketball season. And yet, football is there. Football is a mature product. Football exists in current comparative excellence. It's not where Ohio State is, and it's probably never going to be where Ohio State is, but it's real. They beat the crap out of Michigan last year. They beat Penn State on that nice play and that nice call. Penix stretching it out at the pylon. Nice. 6-1 in the Big Ten last year. Really, really good. They have lapped a lot of teams in the Big Ten. And yet, you know, how much are we talking about that drive down the Ruel W. Steele Memorial Highway to Bloomington in the fall in order to watch football? We talk about it to go to Knicks. We talk about it at Pizza Express or going down to Big Red and, you know, buying a keg and putting it up on, you know, up in the courtyard at the old Walnut Knolls and saying, hey, Ali Ali Oxen Free, it's Old Timers Weekend. You know, we're all about that. But when it comes to really watching football, paying attention to football, and rooting for Indiana as a football franchise in the Big Ten that can be proud, we can be proud of, that hasn't happened yet, and I don't know why. You go back to 2015, bowl, 2016 bowls, 17 and 18, no bowls, 19, 20, big bowls, good bowls, Indiana basketball. 2021, no NCAA. 2020, no NCAA. 19, no NCAA. 18, no NCAA. 17, no NCAA. For God's sake, the last time that Indiana went to an NCAA basketball tournament, and by the way, they beat Kentucky in that tournament. Thank you very much. We enjoyed that. Maybe that's what keeps our oars in the water a little bit. The kids who are at Indiana right now in 2000, or will be in 2021 and 22, they were at the oldest. They were sophomores in high school, maybe freshmen in high school. It's been a long time since basketball has succeeded. Remember what happened when Archie Miller took over. Oh, Archie Miller's taken over. Archie Miller's the hottest thing in the history of college basketball, the best young coach ever. How'd that turn out? I'm hoping that Mike Woodson fulfills the expectations of this program. And that Tamar Bates and Xavier Johnson and Parker Stewart and Trace Jackson Davis, for goodness sake, can find a way to get this thing steered in the right direction. Because if it's not going to happen now, I don't know when the hell it's going to happen. But I think it's time, two things. It's time to look at basketball with not through the crimson-colored lenses. And it's time to look at football as though football is something other than an afterthought at Indiana University. I can't tell you a lot of the guys who play football at Indiana, and that's a shame. That's ridiculous. I should know all of them, for God's sake. I know very few. Last year was an anomaly. It was a weird year. We didn't get the full schedule, and nobody was playing football until late in October. You know what? That's the way it goes. But it's time to kind of sync our calendar for our college athletics calendar for Indiana University fans to kick off, to start with that first game this September at Iowa against the Hawkeyes, and see if Indiana is again for real, and see if they can prove it again, and finally get it through our thick skulls that Indiana football is for real under Tom Allen, LEO, right? And then basketball will come in November. This isn't basketball season. September, again, you're going to find more Indiana graduates and more Indiana fans who are stoked to talk about basketball than you are about football. And that is a weird, weird dynamic. And it is true only here. It's not even true at Louisville. Like at Louisville, they're bigger into football than they are in basketball. And that wasn't historically the case back in the day. But now it is. So Indiana fans, get on board. Climb aboard the LEO train, right? Ride that sucker down to Bloomington, and let's go have some fun this fall at Memorial Stadium, and then we'll see what basketball is. Let's, for once, make basketball prove it while we understand that football is there. Football's already gotten there. Let's give them a break. Let's give them credit for really good work being done down in Bloomington, Tom Allen and his staff, and all those student athletes, for goodness sake. And let's make basketball prove it. Prove that they're worthy of our love. Can we do that? I want you to have a great weekend. And, of course, that weekend starts right here at Wolfie's at Geist. Fantastic. I love the servers here. I love everything about this place. Tomorrow night, live music. Tonight, it's just a beautiful night. Again, if the weather holds out, a beautiful night to come out and enjoy a gorgeous vista here. Look. Very, very nice. Homes at Geist. Wouldn't it be, you know what? I look at those and I think I don't want to live in one of those. You know what I mean? That's a lot of work. Just the landscaping alone would keep me up nights, for God's sake. That's a 60-hour-a-week job, keeping the landscaping up on these things. Washing the windows, forget about it. And I demand that I do all those things myself. Anyway, Breakfast with Kent, Monday morning, after a fun weekend out here at Wolfie's at Geist. We will talk to you Monday.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.